Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, I didn't think it would start. Well, I learned two things today. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. That I was absolutely right in my assessment that Thursday is still drinking night because of all the co-eds around Kennesaw State and all the
every night is drinking clubbers, night for college students. No job, freaking really.
And the clubbers that were out in on Howell Mill at 4 in the morning having the Waffle House and this morning. And second, I here's another thing. It's not even 7 a.m. and people are talking smack on our Twitter at 929 The Game. I mean, serious smack.
About what?
About this question we asked today. You know, I mean, people are just lobbing bombs. It's like, really, guys? It's not even 7 in the morning. You're lobbing bombs?
That's what our fans do. You can't be mad at them for that, though. I mean, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, they roll with us, and they agree or they disagree, but they're here with us in the morning. So that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's – let's see. We were asking the question. And, again, our Vision Computer poll question of the day is on Facebook and on our Twitter at 929 The Game.
Yes, so with Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan and UGA head coach Kirby Smart both getting new deals, the Braves, Atlanta United, both on unbeaten streaks, they're on fire. Asking the question this morning, this one's a tough one, what team brings a championship to Georgia first? Is it the Falcons? Is it Atlanta United, the Braves, or the Georgia Bulldogs? Right now, 49% of people believe it will be United, 22% say Georgia Bulldogs, 19% the Falcons, and 10% the Atlanta Braves.
And by the way, again, in order, you know, presuming, let's say that all four made their championship game this year, and we're not talking about that's fantasy land. We're just saying this is the order. The World Series comes first, the MLS Cup comes second, the College Football Championship game comes third, and the Super Bowl comes fourth.
Semantics. That's what that is, semantics. I mean, you're right. I mean, that is all true. But it's like, who's going to get there first? That's how I looked at it.
Wouldn't it be awesome if all four won this year? Or at least when the Falcon season started, it would technically be next year, but it would be amazing.
I love this. This guy, this is a guy named Drew Mann at Big Drew 724. He wanted to correct me because I said, if this year the title games by dates would be World Series, MLS Cup, then the college football title game and Super Bowl. So he corrects me because he wants to correct me. He says, technically, the NCAA title game and the Super Bowl next year, so that would have to be, you know, amended to the first two. You know, so he's trying to catch me on the technicality of the fact.
No, and that's why it's like, who is that? You are the guy that when you're at the cooler,
uh-huh,
that people tend to walk away from,
mm-hmm,
because that's just way too much. That's way too much thinking than I wanted to do this early in the morning.
Right.
I mean, no disrespect to you, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're technically right. But nobody wants to do that much thinking in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, and when people walk away from you, now you know why.
Can I be that guy back to him?
Oh, you're going to do that, John.
Oh, I know. I'm going to. He said, technically, he corrects me. Technically, the NCAA title game and the Super Bowl are next year, right? Well, technically, Drew, it's not the NCAA title game. The NCAA doesn't have anything to do with the college football playoffs, all right? So technically, it's the college football championship game.
Ha, ha. In your face. Take that.
But, man, there's a lot of smack talk going on.
But, you know, I mean, and I get it sometimes because I get that a lot, too, because, technically, Hugh, you should have did, that's fine, but you knew the gist of where I was going. But I guess, that some people like to feel like, they know more than you do, and you do. You deserve the big cookie. So go get the big cookie and have one with sprinkles on it or the little frosting and enjoy your day. Because that's about what that's worth. But, hey, whatever.
So I just had to reply to Drew Mann about the technicality of the NCAA. Because I don't think a lot of fans realize the college football playoffs is not an NCAA event. And
they do now, though. You told them, John.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
you
darn
told
right.
Them.
Hey, how about Matt Ryan getting paid here in a $100 million guarantee? Now, there are a couple of things about this. A, Matt Ryan becomes the highest paid player in the history of the NFL for now.
Yes.
Okay. And you know what? If everybody wants to get up in their feelings about it, and I know in the news broke, and that's some of the smack that's being talked on our Twitter. Matt Ryan didn't win, blah, 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 blah. The fact is, Matt Ryan is absolutely an elite quarterback. You know, 3 years ago or so, we were having the argument, about the time that you and I started doing shows together, you know, who's the best quarterback in Falcons history? Is it Matt Ryan? Is it Steve Bartkowski? Is it Michael Vick? You know, there's no question anymore the best quarterback is. He is an elite quarterback. He's getting paid like an elite quarterback. Rookie of the year, MVP, playoff after playoff after playoff. And, you know, all these numbers that he's put up. He's thrown for over almost 42,000 yards. He's been the quarterback for 95 wins since 2008. And only the Patriots, Steelers, and Packers as teams have more wins during that stretch. So, I mean, he is an elite quarterback, and he's getting paid like an elite quarterback. What's the problem?
Because he hasn't won a championship, John. I mean, and I'm just being as real with you as I possibly can, and that's what you're measured by. A friend of mine came to town yesterday, a college buddy, and we were just talking about sports in general. He's a big sports fan, and he asked me about we were talking about who's the best player in the NBA. And I defer to Charles Oakley because, you know, working out, being in the gym, Oak talking about basketball, he knows basketball. I asked him. He said LeBron James is the best to ever play the game because he is physically gifted and he's physically imposing and he could do more. But Michael Jordan is looked at as the best player overall because he's won more championships. He's never had a finals that he didn't win. That's what you're measured by, John. You're measured by how many trophies that you have, especially nowadays. When you hear children and fans talk about sports, you could be like Russell Westbrook. He's a good NBA player. He might even be a Hall of Famer. He would never be mentioned in the breath of those guys.
Nope.
Because as of right now, he doesn't have a championship. And that's what the measuring stick is. That's the ultimate measuring stick for your relevance in any sport that you play. And when people talk about Matt Ryan, the first thing, numbers aside, I think that kind of went away with the Dan Marinos and guys like that. Because Dan Marino got Hall of Fame. Well, obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. He has phenomenal numbers. Doesn't have a championship. That's what you're measured by. Tom Brady has changed that measuring stick. Tom Brady has been to more Super Bowls than any other quarterback in the game and has won more. And that is the measuring stick. If you don't get that chance, you need, in order to sit at the big boy table, in order to even be thought of being in that conversation of elite, you have to have that on your finger.
You know, I agree and I don't. And here's why. I mean, because to me it seems, Hugh, and you can understand this. When you play basketball, Michael Jordan is considered by many to be the greatest defensive player ever to play the game, all right? The greatest. Plus, if there's you're in game seven, there's 3 seconds to go, you're down by two or down by one, and you have to have somebody take the shot to win it, who do you want?
Are you asking me?
In history of basketball.
Right now, I probably say LeBron James. And probably being a prisoner at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll probably say that right now.
But here's the thing. The difference between LeBron James and Michael Jordan is that they can affect the game at both ends of the court. When you're a quarterback, you can't play defense.
You're right. But, John, think about it like this. Peyton Manning, in my era that I played in, was considered one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, right? Before he won that championship, he was being put – and I remember Boomer Esiason did it. Because he a couple times, he couldn't get past the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He was being touted as the best quarterback to not go. He was being compared to Dan Marino. Put up all these gaudy numbers. Can't get to the big dance. Can't do it. Until he won that first one, he became an elite quarterback. He was always a good quarterback. He was a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he was that guy that never was looked at in that same breath as the Joe Montanas and guys like that. And then when his brother Eli won too, he had to go get another one. He had to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the measuring stick. You can go out there. Matt Ryan is flirting with Hall of Fame numbers right now. You cannot argue that. That's in the record books. You can go look at his stats compared to the quarterbacks that he's playing against in this era right now. He is flirting with Hall of Fame numbers. But until Matt Ryan wins the championship, he is never going to be looked at as one of those elite quarterbacks. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Because the first thing that people say, oh, well, I think his playoff record was 4-6 in the playoffs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw that. That was the first thing that somebody tweeted. How you going to, the Falcons got fleeced because they just paid a 4-6 quarterback in the playoffs. In the playoffs? Playoffs? Do you know how many quarterbacks have been to the playoffs? Tony Romo is working on TV right now. Only played, what, two playoff games? What, one? One playoff game. I'm giving the other one that Dak played in where they went home in. And the other, but that's the point that I'm trying to make. You are not considered a lead quarterback if you ain't in the big dance.
Well, and again, you know, I mean, the things are beyond your control. I mean, like in golf, there's always that guy who is currently the best player in the world to have never won a major. And up until last year when Sergio finally won the Masters, that was Sergio Garcia. Now the best player in the world in golf to have never won a major is Ricky Fowler. I mean, that's what you say. Best golfer in the world did never. So if you want to make the argument that Matt Ryan is the best quarterback currently in the NFL not to have won a Super Bowl, then you know what? That's fair enough. I mean, that you can make that case. He's been to one, didn't win it. We all understand that. We don't need to relive that moment. But, you know, I mean, he's going to have to earn this $100 million. I mean, he has a chance. You know, even he talks about that, too. I mean, so he's got to earn that $100 million.
No, it becomes a lot of pressure with this money that he's getting. There's no question about that. And he's going to be held to a higher standard than he ever was before he won the MVP. That's a fact.
Yes.
And however this team goes, regardless of what you say, I know he doesn't affect both sides of the ball, John, but if the defense isn't playing well, Matt Ryan needs to put up more points than the other team, bottom line. That's the part of the game that you can't affect because you're on the side of the ball that scores. It's unfortunate. And everything that you're saying is correct. You can certain aspects of the game that you cannot control. But the ones that you do, you got to take it to the next level. You have to.
Yeah,
and that's what champions do.
I know. But, you know, it would be – you know, it's so unfair to some guys in history, like Marino or Dan Fouts, you know, who were the best quarterbacks never to win a Super Bowl because, again, you know, they couldn't control the other side of the ball. It wasn't like they played on a team that had, you know, a defense like the New York Giants had or you know, when Phil Simms was playing. And, I mean, Phil Simms got a Super Bowl ring because he had an incredible defense.
Let me tell you, John.
Is Phil Simms a better quarterback than Dan Marino? Hell no.
Let me tell you, John. You know what? When we talk about the game that we would not speak of, nobody talks about how well the Patriots defense played after the half. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about how high-powered that offense was for the Falcons and how they put up those points. They were running all rush out all over the Patriots, and then the Patriots came out and made some adjustments and shut that down. That's not the story. The story is the Edelman catch? The catch that he made, that phenomenal catch.
The story is
the fact that Tom Brady stood down. The Tom Brady, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel some kind of way on this beautiful May 4th where the Braves are winning anything, but that's the fact. Nobody talks about all the other aspects of the game. They talk about how Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does and what made Tom Brady the GOAT. That's what they talk about.
Right.
That's the same thing with the quarterback. Nobody's talking about how Julio Jones didn't catch the ball at the end of it. They talk about the pass. They talk about what the hell Matt Ryan getting into Teron Ward for? What is he doing that for? Or this is the one I got yesterday. Is Matt Ryan going to be able to audible now since he got all this money? Like, that's the scrutiny that you get when you're the quarterback. That's what happens. And it's not right. It's not right, but when you make $30 million a year, when you get $30 million and $100 million guaranteed, you take all of that.
I'm not gonna let him off the hook in terms of he's got to earn this money from this point on.
Show me the baby.
You know, because if he goes out there and has even a series that's even remotely like he did 2 years ago with the rise of that defense, this team can win a championship, and he fully intends to win one. The fact of the matter is that this is a very good move for the Atlanta Falcons, whether you like it or not. Is going to be, I guess, proven over the next 4 years. Of course, time tells everything. I mean, I tell you what. I'm happy with this deal.
You have a better chance of winning a championship with Matt Ryan than you do without one.
Right.
Well, I mean, without him. I'm sorry.
Right.
Without him. You have a better chance of winning a championship with him than you do without him.
Right.
And that's a fact. Whether you like him or not, he is the guy that puts you in the best position right now to win one. And you have to go with him.
Yeah. So, and again, this is the other part of this. Now that this deal is finally done, and we'll know probably, I would think, next Monday or Tuesday or so, the Falcons will have some money left under their salary cap, you know, enough that they can go out and consider a one-year deal for, or, you know, maybe even a two-year deal for another defensive tackle. They have enough money to go out and go get somebody else for their defensive line. Now that this deal is finally done, and it'll be interesting to see who they, because they're going to have to bring somebody in, Hugh. They're going to have to bring in somebody, a veteran for that defensive line, I think. I mean, you got to just do that. I mean, whether they go back and they get Upshaw to come back, or maybe they stick their toe into the water of Jonathan Hankins. I mean, I don't know. They're going to have to go get somebody else to play that defensive line. And now they have the money to do it because this deal is finally done, and they know exactly what they're looking at. So that's good news.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What do you say about $8 million? You say $8 million?
Somewhere between $3 and $8 is what I read.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it puts them in position to be able to go out and get some more guys. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where you're measured by how many championships you have as a quarterback. That's the only measure stick that matters.
And I understand that. I mean, he's gotten Atlanta to the NFC title game twice, won it once, should have won it twice. It should have been. I mean, he went to one Super Bowl, and you can argue he should have won a Super Bowl, and he should have been in three. But, you know, he didn't melt down in the second half against the San Francisco 49ers, and he didn't melt down, you know, necessarily against the Philadelphia Eagles. It just, you know, whatever happened there at the end of that game. Because, see, what makes you sick is you go back to the San Francisco game, the Kaepernick game, the Vernon Davis game, and you think 17-0 at halftime, they would have beaten Baltimore and won that Super Bowl. Then you saw what happened with New England, and then you look at the Philadelphia game. Are you going to sit here and tell me last year that if they don't beat Philadelphia, who did they go to Minnesota and win that game?
Hey, John, it didn't happen like that.
I know.
I mean, and I'm not trying to be that realist.
No,
but you know,
it's right.
Funny. I was talking to Daryl this morning, and I had a what-if moment. And I said, well, do you know? I was like, do you know if we would have beat the Patriots, how different life would have been? I would have been walking around wearing my Super Bowl championship ring every day in the office. Y'all really would be, like, looking at me like I would be ridiculously, like, you know, just ridiculous, because that'd be like Philly's second Super Bowl championship. But it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, do you think your career is judged by that, though?
Yes.
Do you?
Look at everybody who's ever won a Super Bowl. They're just treated different. I don't know what that's like. That's like going beyond the velvet rope.
We are going to treat you different if you win $1,000 in the National Signing Bonus Contest, which begins again next Monday, starting at 7 a.m. at 9 after the hour. We'll give you a code word for 12 straight hours. As we start back to the National Signing Bonus, your chance to win $1,000. Hey, are you ready for some football with Jason Witten? He's talking about becoming the new guy at Monday Night Football and being gone from the Cowboys.
Millennials are educated.
You tickle my intellectual fancy.
Connected and diverse, except when they're not.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Sort of like the show, actually. The Bunker Mentality. Evenings from 7 to 11. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Well, there is no doubt that the National Football League is buzzing over Matt Ryan this morning, and all of Twitter, literally and figuratively, over, you know, people camped out in Green Bay, Wisconsin, looking for Aaron Rodgers this morning to become the whole lot of Green Bay Packers quarterback and get more money than Matt Ryan. But that'll be another discussion here. But speaking of a lot of money, how about Jason Witten walking into the booth and making more scratch just by just saying, sure, I'll do something?
Yeah, I am not mad at him for that. I know somebody just text me this morning. My man Barton 72 DC said, I hate the Cowboys. I don't hate the – well, okay,
yes,
I do
hate
the Cowboys.
I don't hate
anybody that played the game that's getting paid. I really don't, because, you know, it's a tough game to play. And for him to be able to walk off the field like that and walk into a job like that, I congratulate him. I congratulate him.
Yeah, there was one of those, hey, does Jason Witten belong in the Hall of Fame? I went,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, just – listen – to play alone, to play 15 seasons in the NFL, you deserve a look at the Hall. That's a grind, man, especially at his position. He's in the trenches. I mean, he doesn't have to block on an every down basis, but he has blocking duties that he has to perform, and he has to go up against defensive ends a lot, and he has to block those guys. So in order to play for 15 seasons at a high level like he did, yes, Jason Witten, yeah, Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame.
And a couple from Jason Witten before he steps into the Monday Night Football booth and becomes a commentator. Here's Jason Witten talking about retiring.
For the past 15 years, every practice, every film session, every notebook I filled, every ounce of sweat, I did so because of my love and drive for the game of football.
And then it was time to hang it up.
After much self-reflection, prayer, and faith, today I've decided that the time has come for me to pass the torch to the next generation of Dallas Cowboys and retire from the National Football League.
No Dez, no Jason Witten. It's going to look a little different.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? When I heard that, much respect, like seriously, much respect to Jason Witten and the team that he played for. Because when I heard him like talk about what it was for him to put that star on and those colors and what it meant to him, it, you know, as a Dallas Cowboy hater, I was like, ugh. But I know what that feels like. I know that feeling because putting on that Eagle green for me and wearing those wings on your helmet, it's a different thing, man. And I mean, it's one of those things that even though I got drafted by the Jets, I identify more with the Philadelphia Eagles because of the time that I spent there and the things that I went through playing for the Eagles and the ups and downs that we had there. So I understood that. I understood what he meant. And another thing that I envy him for is the fact that he gets to leave on his own terms. Mm-hmm. Like Jason Witten left the game not because he couldn't play. It's because he wanted to. He felt that it was time to move on. He could have played another year if he wanted to, but he decided that he's going to leave on top. I didn't get a chance to do that. And I was a little envious behind that. I'm not going to lie. I was a little envious behind that because I didn't get the chance to leave on my own terms. I got kicked out. But for him to be – I see you there. I saw that. But for him to leave on his own terms, man, I envy him for that, and I applaud him for that. So, yeah, shout out to Jason Witten for going up in the booth and doing something that he knows – I mean, it's old hat to him. He's going in there, and all the film that he's watched, he's just going to go in there and just break it down and talk about it, you know, from the game, from his perspective.
All right, so John Gruden leaves the booth, right, and goes back to becoming a coach for the Oakland, we don't know where they're going to be, then Las Vegas Raiders, right? All right, so now he's going to be – the coach again. Everybody says Peyton Manning is going to get the job. Peyton's got the job. He's going to be Monday Night Football, and he turns it down. And Jason Witten then suddenly retires, and as he retires, ESPN says, oh, by the way, Jason Witten's going to take the spot that we were going to give to Peyton Manning to replace John Gruden. Well, in all of this, apparently somebody somewhere said something to Kurt Warner about being the guy in the booth for Monday Night Football, and Kurt Warner didn't get the job. And then Kurt Warner went out and got all up in his feelings about the fact that he didn't get the job.
When I reference back to, you know, times when I was playing, for sure, there were times when I really felt like I was the best person for the job. And I always thought, okay, when you get to the highest level, when you get to, like, the NFL level, the best person for the job is just going to get the job. It doesn't matter where they're drafted or how much money they make or what their pedigree is. And I realized very quickly that that's not the case, you know, in the sport of football and at a high level. But that had nothing to do with the Monday Night Football thing.
No, of course not. God. Is Kurt Warner bitter? What does he think of Jason Witten?
First and foremost, I mean, how could you ever say that when a guy like Jason Witten has never called a game before? I don't know what Jason Witten is going to be as a broadcaster, but, you know, there would be no way for me to say, well, I'm definitely better than everybody that tried out for that position. I don't even know who tried out for the position. So that had absolutely nothing to do with Monday Night Football or anything that I was directly involved with. It had to do with me just socially seeing some things out there that just made me step back and go, how in the world are we here at this point in time where things like race and gender and pedigree and all that stuff dictate how we go about doing things and things that we do for people and the way that we treat people? I just don't understand that mentality, and that's where the tweet came from, but nothing to do with a personal situation.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. He's backtracking his best.
He gave me too much to chew on.
He is trying his best.
I mean, the best thing that you could say in that situation is, hey, man, congratulations. You can't worry about the decision that other people decide to make when they don't involve you. I mean, really. And It's another saying, stay in your lane. And what's the other one that goes along with this one? Don't count another person's money. And if, I mean, just, hey, man, keep it moving. If it's not you, keep it moving. It probably wasn't meant for you, bruh.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, it wasn't meant for you, bro. It wasn't meant for you.
Yeah, because Kurt Warner, after all this came out, as soon as it popped that Witten was going into the booth, Warner said, I remember the days, you know, as he said, you know, when the best person got the job, you know, how did we get so backwards? That was the tweet. Kurt's smart enough to understand the concept. Well, the concept, Hugh, is subtweeting, okay? No, he subtweeted the hell out of ESPN.
No, not only that, though, John. It's not – we all know in life – that the best person doesn't always win. It's not like that. Kids, if you're in the car riding to school today, the best person doesn't always win. Sometimes in life it's who you know or timing. That's a fact. That's the hard truth. You can go out there and you can work your butt off your whole life and you will never be that person for whatever reason. Maybe you're too tall, too short, whatever. There's always going to be something. That's okay. You just keep working hard. You just keep working hard, and your turn will come. It wasn't your turn. That's how you got to look at it. It wasn't your turn. It was Jason Witten's turn. You know just as well as I do, John, in sports, especially when you have somebody as hot as him walking off the field. He's going to get the first look because he's the freshest guy coming off the field. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Just like Dwight Freeney right now. Dwight Freeney is going to have a choice of what he wants to do. He's going to have a choice of whether he wants to go to Fox or whether he wants to go to ESPN. All depends on how he wants to structure the rest of his life. He's going to be an analyst. I saw him on Undefeated yesterday, looking good, had his suit on, and was breaking down the game, doing something that he's been doing forever. They're going to get a job. Every time you have players of that caliber walk off the field and going to sports broadcasting, they're going to get the first nod. They always do. And whether or not they can maintain that level of being able to do it, that's what's going to separate everybody. Kurt Warner, if you're really worried about it, they just wake up one day and say, man, you know what? This is not what I want to do.
Well, and just because you're a star doesn't mean you – right, Joe Namath, obviously.
Jerry Rice.
Eric Dickerson.
Emmitt Smith. Dude, I mean, everybody.
You're going to get a chance, but it doesn't mean you're going to
succeed. It doesn't mean you're going to stay because everybody does not. This is a different grind. This is a different grind. And granted, he's making a lot of money, but it's a different grind. And you got to want to be. You got to want to do this. You have to want to do this.
Well, you have to want to do it is a perfect segue. All right, you have to want to do it, Wendy. Do we find out next? All right, that's crickets. All I'm hearing is crickets.
Of course you are, John.
Next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I think it's sexy.
There is nothing sexy about this show.
What?
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now hear this.
Hey, did you hear this?
Yeah, you're hearing crickets. Here's what happened. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A couple of weeks ago, Wendy Adams decided that she was going to jump off a building.
Well, John, that's a little bit of an embellishment, but
this guy.
I love how it's become. You know, I'm scaling a building. I'm jumping off. I'm going to parachute. I'm going to do it with one of those squirrel suits. No, John,
are you doing it with a squirrel suit?
No, I'm rappelling. You know the squirrel suit. Where you can jump off buildings and then it's like a squirrel parachute.
I actually thought you meant like a squirrel costume, like, you know, with the little tail and everything. That would have been pretty cool.
That would be tremendous. Hopefully, maybe I can find one.
All right. So the story goes, what happened is that Wendy wanted to raise money for Special Olympics. And so we were getting her to raise money and this was going to happen, that she was going to get to $2,000 and she was going to be able to go rappel down this building tomorrow, which she's going to do, what, at 10:30 tomorrow morning?
Yes, 10:30.
And it's at, what's the name of the building again? It's off the top of my head.
We'll find it and post it.
It's at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And so in trying to raise money for this, Hugh offers up $200. Do you have the money, by the way?
Yeah, of course. Come on now. You know I would come in with the bread now.
If Wendy would eat a bag of crickets.
And That's a large bag. If you,
Wendy, I got the smallest bag. That's the size of bag.
That is a large bag of crickets.
Smoky barbecue crickets. And so she's all scared about this. So I'm going to open up this bag of smoky barbecue crickets.
John, you can't eat it first.
No, I told Johnny he had to eat it first, or he's going to have to come put it in my – you're going to have to put one in my hand, like a small one.
This is not going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well.
This is not going to go well at all.
Daryl, I can't eat it first. I can't tell her what it's going to be like.
By the way, we're on Instagram Live here.
But it's Hugh's call.
Well, they're Daryl crickets. They're Daryl crickets, and Daryl has been specific
It should be for charity first.
Can he just put one in my hand without me looking at it?
He can do that.
All right, I'll come over there and do that. Hang on.
It should be for charity first. I'm just going to close my eyes. Just put it like a really small one. I don't even want to feel it.
This reminds me of like a bird feeding a baby bird right now.
I don't even want to. There you go.
This is not going to go well.
Go underneath that thing, Wendy. For everybody right now, Wendy is actually making a face getting ready to eat this thing.
Eat that cricket. Okay. Eat that cricket. Eat that cricket.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all think she's going to eat it?
Nah, she about to eat that.
Oh, man, she chugged that thing.
Yeah, she did. There she goes. And
it tastes good, don't it, Wendy? It
tastes like a potato chip.
Uh-huh. So go on and get the rest of them, Wendy. Go on and get the rest of them now.
Hey, there's a little bit of an aftertaste.
Potato chip with legs.
You got to go on and get the rest of them.
You're just eating bait.
Oh, John, how does it taste?
Like bait.
John's about to have another one.
I'm about to have another one. I'll have another.
Look at John old cricket throw in here.
I got two of them here.
John is like woofing them things.
Yeah, but you know what? It's sort of like
oh my, John, you were like. Seriously,
John, this is not your.
Yeah, Wendy needs that bag, John.
Oh no!
Wendy, you got to get that bag.
It's like barbecue puffed rice.
How many did you have to eat?
All of them.
Wendy, that's your sack full.
It's like barbecue puffed rice.
My eyes are literally watering from the first one.
Watering from what? There's nothing there.
John is like literally trying to hog the bag
John
of crickets.
I'm trying to hand it off, but nobody wants them.
Because the only person that wants them ain't grabbing them. You see, I haven't said nothing. I'm just sitting
here. He was scared of the crickets.
I am sitting here.
Would you try
chilling. Why don't you try it?
I'm not trying no crickets. That's not what I do.
No, none of y'all are fine enough to get me to eat them crickets.
I'm not trying crickets. Ain't nobody putting money in my bank account. So
I had three.
This is for the kids.
It's stuck in kids. My throat.
Wu-Tang's for the kids. Why you having me, John? Why you look at me, handing me the bag?
You got to eat at least as many as John did.
John, how many did you?
I had four.
Are you kidding?
No.
John was just popping them things.
Oh. Better get to work, Wendy.
That's the bag is massive. So if people.
You have a sample size of crickets.
It's all fun and games to the bag in here,
it's
ain't
all fun and games.
This is what they sell in Seattle at the Mariners game.
This is exactly what they have.
You know, like a couple. This is more than a couple.
That's a sample size. That's a bag.
Wendy,
a bag.
You would have been sick if I would have ordered that other bag.
Oh, man.
You also have three more crickets to eat, so get to work.
Three more?
No, it's more than three crickets in that bag.
They want me to eat the entire bag.
Y'all ain't slick.
Daryl is not letting Whitney off the hook with this one.
This is for charity.
Yeah, the whole, I'm already, yeah.
Yeah?
I think I might be in the bathroom in a second.
Hey! crickets.
I mean, I love charity and everything. And
that was just my breakfast.
Yeah, you ate crickets.
John got his protein this morning.
By the way, we're not selling any crickets at Twin Peaks and Buckhead for Dukes and Bell today from 2 to 7.
It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be awesome there today.
Well, the Dukes and Bell. We should take it up to them and see if they'll eat a cricket. You know what? John Michaels would eat a cricket. John Michaels would eat a cricket.
I don't think John Michaels got cricket eating in him. John Michaels pretty cool.
I ate one.
That was not the
deal. I'm the leader in the cricket clubhouse here.
See, now we're going to go back to the whole, participation trophy thing. That's not what we're doing.
You don't see Hugh reaching in his pocket for that Benjamin.
That's not what we do here. I'm like, listen, Daryl is giving me the stink eye. There was an agreement in place.
Yes,
there was. And it was a bag.
A bag.
And I knew, like, this hindsight being 2020, I knew this wasn't going to happen. I just knew this, but I brought the money anyway, but this ain't about to happen.
But you know what? She's eating 1/200th of it. That's a buck.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you 60 on the one that you ate.
That's nice of you, Steve.
I bought the crickets and I shoot
you 60.
You're
talking to her. I thought you were talking to me.
No, John, you have nothing to do with this. I'm going to shoot you 60.
This is the principality.
I mean, I could maybe eat one more.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a lot of money for one cricket. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of money for one cricket.
They're just...
That's $310 for one cricket.
Instagram. People are on Instagram and are telling me to man up.
Man up.
Man up is right. I mean, and really, they taste, by the way, if you want to know, I thought they tasted, they were just like puffed rice. I mean, really. That's basically
John
what it was.
John actually wants more.
And,
I mean, John,
and
if you want to.
I've dealt with crickets before.
He's ate
you know,
five of them.
Because we used
you.
To use it for bait for bass.
You just got to put them in your hand and just shoot them things.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Bam.
Sweet. There you go. Now crunch them.
Yep, crunch them down.
Ain't ripe.
You ever eat chocolate covered ants?
Nah.
I think it would be better if they were chocolate.
Chocolate covered grasshoppers?
Nah.
Yeah, no bugs?
No, I told you I had crickets in Seattle.
Oh, yeah,
she was beautiful. That's why I had to.
Crickets in Seattle.
I went on
and
I made that work. Hey, Wendy's starting to like those crickets. You can't eat one, Wendy. You got to get to them.
I mean, it's charity.
You know what? If I were you, the best thing to do, just go ahead and put that whole bag in your mouth and just crunch away. Just do it.
Can crickets cause anything like eating these?
They're protein.
Just protein?
They can cause you to. I'm going to keep that to myself.
Hush.
Are you really counting the calories in a bag of crickets there?
There's one on the table.
I'm still going to give you the 60.
It's getting away. Smash it. Anyway.
We're doing this, Hugh. Get the money.
All right, then. Get the money. Go eat the bag, then.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and watch. She'll just go on a cricket diet.
You got to get that one.
You got to eat that one,
you
too.
Got, the 5-second rule is going with 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh,
you
can't get the road? Floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and chug
here,
that bag
I'm
of crickets.
I'm getting three. I'm getting three in my hand.
Ah!
And by the way, Dukes of Bell will be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead from 2 to 7 today to get your weekend going. As Wendy works her way through this bag of crickets, we're going to tell you that Matt Ryan's going to work his way through a stack, one large, 100 mil, what's that, 100 stacks? Man of mercy. He got paid. So did Kirby Smart. That's all ahead on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.